Tennessee Williams died more than 30 years ago, but the man who wrote A Streetcar Named Desire and The Glass Menagerie might still recognize Key West today.
He went to restaurants that we can go to today. He shopped at the grocery stores we shop at today.
Dennis Beaver is the founder of the Tennessee Williams exhibit in Key West.
So many people still have stories that they can tell about running into Tennessee, drunk maybe, or in a bad mood, and how coarse he could be, and that Southern attitude could be so sweet and endearing one moment and really throat-cutting the next. But that's what made him part of our community.
Some verse read for the Key West Library.
Tennessee Williams made this recording in 1971.
The wayward flesh has made me wise in many things I should not know. Perhaps if hawks tore out my eyes, your image would not plague me so.
A celebration of Tennessee Williams in the years he lived in Key West is happening all month. There are poetry and painting contests, movie screenings, and a new production called Tennessee's Rose. The staged reading draws from stories, journals, and plays, all focused on the playwright's relationship with his sister, who was also his muse.
I would barely notice my sister at the piano, groan at her repeated blunders only in sympathy for him.
Williams first visited Key West in 1941 and bought his cottage here in 1949. It was his home base until he died in 1983. But the cottage, unlike Hemingway's house, is in private hands and not open to the public.
We live very quietly. Hemingway is so famous in Key West with a very large house. Tennessee lived very modestly.
David Wolkowski helped transform Key West into a high-end resort during the decades when Williams lived here, and they were good friends. Wolkowski had a restaurant on the beach. One time, Williams brought dancer Rudolf Nureyev to lunch there, then went off for a swim and disappeared. When Nureyev was ready to go home, Wolkowski found Williams napping underneath the building.
I said, go back to sleep, and I took Nureyev back to his house.
When Dennis Beaver takes people on tours of the Tennessee Williams exhibit, there's one question he gets a lot.
What did he write here?
Beaver says Williams wrote and rewrote bits of just about everything in Key West, including a play you've probably never heard of.
Will Mr. Merriweather Return from Memphis?
The play was the first production at the Tennessee Williams Fine Arts Center on Stock Island when it opened in 1980. But Williams pulled it after 2 weeks because he wasn't happy with it, and it's never been seen on stage since.
Because the estate will not allow it, because he said he never rewrote it.
The exhibit also includes a section about Williams' partner, Frank Merlo. In the 50s and 60s, two men couldn't easily be a public couple.
Everybody in Key West knew it. But the big world in general wasn't really accepting famous people being gay.
Officially, Merlo was Williams' assistant.
But he was much more than that. He did everything for Tennessee. He set up his interviews, he fixed his dinner, and he lived with him for 15 years.
The exhibit in Key West started 4 years ago for the 100th anniversary of Tennessee Williams' birth. Now it's permanent, and it gets bigger every year, with connections to the Tennessee Williams Festival in New Orleans, and even the National Gallery in Havana, which currently has a show of Williams' paintings. No plans yet, though, for a lookalike contest. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.